All right. Here I am again, Sir Earl, another podcast. Today is Sunday, July 12th. And just wanted to, say everything is going great. The weather's great, really hot in Chicago. I wanted to thank everybody for all the emails, the comments, some negative, some most positive. So, just to let people know, I do this to share my thoughts or knowledge or whatever it may be. So I'm not that concerned with people agreeing or not agreeing. It's just my thoughts. My thoughts don't make it right or wrong. It's just my thoughts. So I definitely want to thank everybody for reaching out and sending email and text and things like that. I ask that you keep it coming because it definitely helps on different topics and subjects that I want to cover. So that's really appreciated. So today, first off, I invite you to join me on my other social media posts where I post every day. And of course, everything is always positive and motivating. That's just the way that my mind works. I don't think in negative terms. So you can always find me either Sir Earl's World, which is my Twitter, or Sir Earl One, Snapchat, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram. I have 4 Instagrams. It's That Next Level, which is for the gym that we're about to open. I have Sir Camelot Distribution, which is our distribution company where we sell nutritional products. I have Sir Earl One Instagram, which is my personal Instagram page. And then we have, let me see, That Next Level, Sir Camelot. Oh, It's My World One podcast. It's the reason that we get a lot of international people downloading and commenting and things like that, because that's directly geared towards creating an international flavor. So I do have those Instagrams, and I do ask you to join me either Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, whatever it is. All of my social media is always positive. It'll always be under Sir Earl One or Sir Earl's World. You can find it. Today, I wanted to talk about the advent of social media. I didn't use my handles as a segue to get into the conversation. Social media, by all means, is a great tool if you use it properly. The problem is some people, it's Facebook is a direct reflection of your personality and lifestyle, and that's probably why it's so addictive to a lot of people and it went on so well. Words of advice: if you don't have a life, stay your ass off Facebook. I don't want to see pictures of you going to the bathroom or pictures of you cutting the grass or things like that. Try to put something meaningful on there. It was always meant to create some type of motivation. So what I wanted to get into, and this is one of the things that have irked me for the longest, and it may offend or rub some people the wrong way, but like most people that know me to listen to my podcast, I really don't give a shit. It's just what I feel, what I see. One of the things that I have noticed, most people that want to go on a fitness journey, okay, they want to achieve the look that they want to achieve, which is something I've been involved in for over 30 years. There's a right way and there's a wrong way. I live in the south suburbs of Chicago. Downtown is north of where I live. Okay. If I tell you to go downtown and you get on the expressway heading south instead of north, I don't care how fast you drive, you're never going to get into downtown because you're going the wrong way. So I say that to say that there's a lot of people, most everybody no matter how great they look or anything like that, they always want to improve their physical condition, their health, and their look. A lot of people, they want to try all the wrong things to try to get to the right place, and it just does not work. I am not advocating or preaching personal training services, although I do feel that is, with a good trainer, the ideal way to do it. But you have these people, they're doing boot camps, fat loss camps, they're running stairs, Swallow Creek, they stop eating meat, like that's the reason that you're fat. So they go vegan and then they're still fat. They try to run marathons, they take weight loss surgery, and the all kill all to all is, I'm going to eat like shit for the weekend, but I'm going to detox. And on Monday, I'm going to put the shit right back in my body. So they want to do everything except the right thing. It's pretty basic. Consistency and dedication to eating right, working out, and drinking adequate water will always give you the physique that you want. But some people, they want to settle for just seeing the scale go down. They want to say, oh, well, you know, I dropped 15 pounds. Yeah, but you still look like 15 pounds less of the shit that you looked like before you lost the 15 pounds. Muscles lie underneath the skin. If you are not weight training, you are not toning up or shaping your muscles. So to lose weight, which most people will do, oh, well, I don't eat meat, or I eat one meal a day, or, you know, I had a guy that was an electrician. He said, his wife told me, well, he only eats one time a day. And I said, well, you know, prisoners of war, you know, you see pictures of POWs back in the day when they were captured. They didn't get to eat much at all, and they were skin and bones, but that ain't the ideal way to lose weight. Cutting your calories, going vegan, doing the detox, those are not the ways to lose weight. I have nothing against people that go vegan that have their own personal choices of not wanting to consume meat or dairy products, but don't use it as a way. You know, you sit there and you say, well, I'm not going to eat meat, but I'm going to load up on all this other crap. I've known so many people that have tried the vegan lifestyle that's just as fat as they were before they tried it. So it wasn't the meat that was getting you fat. It was your other habits. You know, change your habits to do it correctly, and, you know, you'll get the results that you're looking for. Another thing that irks me in this field is people that they work out and they claim to be a bodybuilder or a figure competitor just because you work out. That's just like saying, you know, and what that does when you do that, I'll explain it to you. You downgrade and you simplify the people who actually put in the commitment to go through the long journey of actually making it to a competition and doing very well. It's a lot of work and it's a lot of sacrifice. So for a person to just go into the gym and lift weights, that's step one. You still have 9 more steps to get to the stage. So to say, and I know a lot of them, they'll lift weights and then they'll say, oh, well, you know, I'm a bodybuilder because I go in the gym and I build my body. That's not the term of bodybuilding. Bodybuilding to me and fitness to me is actually competition, you know, going the full journey to achieve the ultimate look. That's to me what it's about. Saying that I lift weights to make me a bodybuilder is like saying, I know what a pregnant woman feels like because I have sex. You know, you don't. Only another pregnant woman know what a pregnant woman feel like. And it's not the same. You can't take the simplest form and then try to attach it to one of the hardest things that you have to do. There's 8 billion people in worldwide. There's probably 400, 500 professional bodybuilders or fitness enthusiasts. And out of that 500, maybe 50 are actually good enough to do well in competition. So you're talking about probably 50 out of 8 billion people. It's a reason that the percentages are so low. It's a very, very, very difficult sport. It's a very hard thing to do and accomplish. And just to claim, because I work out, I lift weights, I do cardio, to claim that, I am a bodybuilder, it's one, it's a lie. Two, you need to really understand what the journey entails. Most of these people, I'm a bodybuilder, but I don't want to compete. Then you're a guy that work out. Okay, call it that. They try to get the glory of a position that takes a lot of hard work to accomplish, and it's a lot of dedication, years and years and years and years of dedication. You know, it would be synonymous to saying, I play basketball in my backyard, so I'm just as good as Michael Jordan. That's a damn lie. You're a backyard basketball player. Call it what it is. So that's one of the things that really irks me when people do that. My original podcast started out about the social media and what social media has done. Back when I started, which makes you sound old, but back when I started in the early 90s, you had to really achieve something to feel worthy of taking pictures and being judged by professionals. Nowadays, you can lose, and I see it every single day I look on social media, you can lose 10 pounds. You still, to the person that didn't know you before, you still look like you got about 50, 60 more pounds to go. But you're dressing in tops. You got your stomach hanging out. You're posting pictures every day. I mean, I'm in better shape than most. I have one of the probably best physiques there is on the amateur level anyway. I don't take pictures every day, and I damn sure don't post them. But you have people who, I lost 3 ounces today. Look at my picture. And your satisfaction comes from weirdos that you don't even know that are giving you likes and telling you how great you look. So you're satisfied with that. So what that does is that you downgrade to the satisfaction of being told by people who know no better that you look great. So why do I have to keep striving to look better when everybody, I got 1,000 likes, they're telling me how great I look. So the level of what it took to really call yourself getting in shape, when you do it the right way, has diminished to the point that people don't care about, they've learned to settle for so much less than actually putting in the work, because social media allows them to become content and satisfied with this mediocre level because you take a picture and show your ass, and guys, oh, you look great. No, you don't. You're fat. You have these people who, I want to be curvy. I want to be voluptuous. Cottage cheese on your ass and on your legs is not curvy. Having a 30-inch waist and 36-inch thighs is not having a small waist. Not everybody's meant to be a size 2, okay? But everybody can have a tight body. Even if you're a size 16, you can have a tight body void of cellulite and fat and whatever. But we have to start understanding that there's work involved, and we have to quit settling for the likes that we get through social media. You have to stop posting pictures every goddamn day. I don't care how good you look. You don't have to do that. It's a personal goal to achieve the physical body that you want. So keep it personal. We plaster it on social media because we want people to comment and say, baby, you look nice. Well, you don't even know these people. Some of them are your friends. They're telling you that to make you feel better about yourself. But to an average person that sees you, you still look like you need to lose some goddamn weight. So let's quit being satisfied with mediocre. Let's get back to working hard. It don't have to be competition. It don't have to be trying to get to a size two. It's just got to be about better health and looking good at whatever size you are naturally. Anybody can tone up their muscles. You know, women think because they got a jiggly fat ass that you got a great body. You don't. You have a jiggly fat ass. Some people like it. Fine for them. Great. That's why I say it's a personal journey. Me personally and people that I know, if you're not working out, if you're not toned and fit, I don't care how much you weigh, it's not attractive. But people are selling for that because social media is letting them know, is telling them with the comments and the likes that you look great. And so I have no more reason to look better because they're telling me, I'm getting 1,000 likes that are telling me I look good. So I'm going to leave it at that and just keep eating the bullshit that I'm eating. Keep half-ass training. And then here's the kicker. They start offering freaking fitness advice. You know, I see them all the time. It's like, are you kidding me? It's like an alcoholic. Instead of today drinking 12 beers, I drink 11, but I teach people how to become sober. You're still an alcoholic. You're still fat. You still don't know anything about what professional fitness trainers do. You lost 3 ounces and you think now you're ready to spread it to the world. Usually 99.99% of the time, what you're saying and what you're doing is wrong. I just stopped eating. I don't do anything but take in water after 6 o'clock. It's wrong. You don't have to do that, and you can look 10 times better if you do it the right way. So that's my little rant for today. It's what I see all the time on social media, and I'm quite sure you see it too. So until next time, you know, this is your man, Sir Earl, and I'm out. Everybody have a great day. Peace.